Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Hello, microphone. Why are you way over there?
Your microphone's playing hard to get.
This microphone stand is busted.
Why is mine so loud? Turn me down.
Busted. Everything in here is busted.
Everything's just out of whack.
That's what happens when you spit facts as furiously as we do.
Yeah, got no filter. I only speak the truth. Yeah. Hey, I tells it like it is.
Yeah, speaking of which, hot take, knock off national anthems before sporting events.
Yeah, I can get on board. Bryce, why do you hate this country?
So unpatriotic.
It just seems kind of out of place. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I find it to be just kind of a waste of time.
I don't know. It just seems very, at times, kind of political or something. I don't know.
I get it in like big, like maybe the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup Finals. Maybe that makes sense. But Just like an average game between the Oilers and the Blue Jackets in January, we don't need both national anthems.
No, we're good.
We don't.
Do a medley if you have to. Do a 30-second medley where you do both.
At the very least, we don't need them on TV all the time. I've thought this for so long. If you say the game time is at 7 o'clock.
Back time the anthem.
Yeah, get the anthem going earlier so that on TV at 7 o'clock, boom, the puck is dropping and we're into it.
Yeah.
I don't need 15 minutes of anthems and this and that. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's not why I tuned in.
No, not at all. And this all kind of became a bigger story earlier this week. I didn't see it myself, but there was a game between the Toronto Raptors and the Indiana Pacers in Indiana, beautiful Indiana, and an 8-year-old girl came out to sing the American National Anthem, decked out in an American flag dress, USA.
USA.
USA. And let's just say that the reaction to her performance, not so hot. A lot of the comments were mainly geared towards the girl's parents.
Well, and I feel bad that we're even talking about this because this is an 8-year-old girl who's been coached, who has been told that she has a delightful, the way she sings the national anthem is pure gold. Yeah. So she believes that because her parents have told her that.
Maybe been a little bit coddled. I mean, to go out there and sing in front of 18,000 people is no small thing.
Yeah.
To be 8 years old and do that. That's impressive. But let's just say I hope she didn't read the comments section on that one.
That's going to bend her frame.
That'll do it.
Yeah. And the whole thing, was it Fergie?
Oh, yeah. They were comparing it to Fergie from a few years earlier, who also took some liberties.
That a flag was still there.
I think what it is that the people singing the anthem start to believe that people in that stadium are there to see them and hear them. No, they drag it out way too long. All of a sudden, a 90-second national anthem becomes, you know, Stairway to Heaven. It's dragged out to 8 minutes.
That's become one of the more popular Super Bowl bets for a reason.
Will it come in or under?
How long will it take?
2 minutes. Yeah.
And it's always over.
Always.
Every single time. And then those are just people going a little too enthusiastically with it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get the ones where people just butcher the words, and it's mostly Americans not knowing the Canadian anthem.
Ooh.
That's the worst.
That is right up there near the top of things I cannot listen to. Botched anthems.
There was one, Well, and then the videos of if the anthem singer eats it.
Oh.
Remember there was one a couple years ago.
The guy skating?
The guy in Vancouver who was skating and tripped in the middle of singing the national anthem.
Oh.
That was rough. And then probably 20 years ago, there was a woman, I think in Halifax, who was singing at the World Championships and slipped on the ice and tried to leave and fell again. Like, she fell like twice.
Oh.
And she left in the middle of the song because she was so embarrassed. It was so hard to watch.
So she didn't even finish singing?
I can't remember if she came back out afterwards.
Did a substitute singer come shoulder rolling in, grab the mic, and finish?
Oh.
Oh, the land of the...
It was a tough watch.
Yeah.
So I say we just eliminate all the potential humiliation and aggravation and... Let's
get down to the business of sport.
Yeah, I'm here to watch a puck be put into a net.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
I wonder if the guys at Loop City every single day before they open up the bays for the very first time get together and they sing the national anthem.
Well, no, not that they're not patriotic, but I just think that it's time to get down to business.
It's all about getting things done.
Yeah, they want you in and out of there in a hurry. You got better things to be doing than sitting around getting an oil change.
It's called efficiency. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah, you are a mover, a shaker, a decision maker. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you need to get your oil changed, you don't have time for national anthem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You do have time right now to go to lubecity.ca and find the nearest location. They got 27 of them here in Alberta.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
They're trapped in your phone forever.
Did you hang up your Leap Day stockings and put up your Leap Day tree today?
I did. I put up my Leap Day nativity scene. My Leap Day lights are all hung with care.
I do love that one of my favorite shows of all time, 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
They did do a whole episode dedicated to Leap Day.
Did they?
Not enough shows do Leap Day episodes, but they did it.
Have you tried to find a Leap Day card?
It's impossible.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
I love Leap Day.
Oh, who doesn't love Leap Day?
I'll tell you who. Anybody who works on salary.
Oh, that's right.
You're paid by the hour, you know, not a big
deal. It's great.
Deal.
Like, this is an extra day of pay for you.
Yeah, but salary? No, you're basically working for nothing.
I feel like we should just sort of give it maybe 20% today. 20%, yep.
Mail it in Leap Day.
That's right. You get what you pay for. I feel like that, too. We're completely out of coffee in the building now, too. So I came in today and I took the filter out of the coffee machine and I just laid back on a table and I just sort of wrung the coffee filter into my mouth.
Sounds amazing.
So that was a great start.
Okay, that's why your pupils are gigantic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody texted too and said, it's my wedding anniversary today. And I wrote back, what a money saver. You only have to buy a card and flowers and go out for dinner like once every 4 years.
Oh, I never thought about that. You always hear about people whose birthdays are on Leap Day.
Yeah.
But I never thought of the anniversary crew.
That's a smart move.
That's pretty good.
Like, so whoever you are you doing anything tonight? Do you have to do it up big time because you only do it once every 4 years? Because then there's that pressure, I feel. So, and I wrote back and I asked, like, how many years is this? And they said, 8 years, but technically only two. So, happy second anniversary.
Still newlyweds in my eyes.
Yeah. I read this morning, too. Have you ever heard about Bachelor's Day? Did you see that story?
I did not, no.
It only comes around once every 4 years. Today on Leap Day.
Oh, this just sounds sad.
On Bachelor's Day, women are, and I'm doing huge quotation marks here so you don't burn my house down.
Okay, so it's not you saying this.
Yes. Women are allowed to ask their boyfriend to marry them on Bachelor's Day. It's just that one day every 4 years, women are licensed to propose to their boyfriend.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't think that's the direction Bachelor Day was going to go.
No, it sounded, yeah. Yeah. Wow. I don't know.
I also learned recently, because I never connected these dots, but leap years in the United States, their presidential elections are always on leap years.
Is that how that works?
Apparently, yeah. Huh. Every 4 years. And same with the Summer Olympics are usually on leap years.
Have you ever had a girl ask you out, Bryce? Ever had a girl ask you to marry them?
No.
No? Okay.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
There's probably people out there right now where she proposed to him I would love to hear about that.
Yeah, you don't hear very often. I don't know anyone in my circle that has done that.
No.
But I guess that's bachelor day for you.
I would have no problem with that. I know some people who live in, you know, who are in my circle who live in the old country would probably frown on that, but...
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Wow!
I did see a tweet the other day of someone who pointed out that Leap Day should be an international holiday across the board.
Sure.
Because you get an extra day every 4 years and you have to spend it working.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Doesn't that seem like... Look, I'm not an astrologer. I don't understand how the universe works. And I know I'm using the wrong word. People will point that out on the text machine. But don't you think that when you add an extra day to the year every 4 years, sooner or later, aren't we going to have summer in the middle of February? Like, eventually, won't we just sort of get caught up and... Like, that's weird to me.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
In my mind, that's how it works. Again, I barely graduated high school.
In my mind, I was like, why do we add the extra day in February, one of the most garbage months of the
year?
Yes. Like, let's just, I get that it's the shortest, but let's add an extra day to July.
I agree. Why can't we do that?
Make it July 32nd instead of an extra day in February.
I'm guessing that the person who invented Leap Day probably lived in a country where winter is, or summer is in February.
Yeah.
Probably Australia.
It's just the mental aspect of, like, it should be March today, but it's not. It's still February.
Ah.
It's a bummer.
Anyway, I hope you have a great day today. We're going to continue to give it 20% over here at the Garner Andrews Show today, because I'm sure you're going to give it 20% today, too.
Getting what you pay for.
Yeah.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Heard from somebody earlier this morning who said that today's their wedding anniversary. Got married on February 29th, 8 years ago. So either 8 years of marriage or 2 years of marriage. What a money saver that is, too, hey? You only have to buy anniversary gifts for each other once every 4 years. Only have to buy flowers once every 4 years. Only go out for dinner every 4 years. That's just good planning right there. And then when I first got to work this morning, too, I read this story that said today is Bachelor's Day. Have you ever heard of Bachelor's Day? It only comes around once every 4 years, and it just happens to be on the 29th of February. And on Bachelor's Day, and I'm going to read this. There's quotation marks around this. This is not me making this. It says, on Bachelor's Day, women are allowed to ask their boyfriend to marry them. Only one day every 4 years where women can ask the guy to marry them. And then I got this text that said, hey, Garner and Bryce, I'm one of those lucky men whose wife proposed to him. We've always had an unorthodox relationship when it came to what should be classified as normal. We moved in with one another after 2 months, had our first beautiful child after 3 years of dating, then she proposed. We both spoke of marriage and wanted it. I also was ready to pull the trigger and had my grandmother's ring ready to go, but she beat me to the punch. We've been together for 9 years, married for 3 of those, have 3 beautiful children, and very happy with how everything turned out. Society thinks we need to do everything A, B, C in that order. Truth is, doesn't really matter as long as you're happy and healthy. Cheers, Mike, longtime listener. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Somebody else said, this is from Amy. The night my husband proposed, I sneakily put his ring in his shirt pocket. And when we got home, I proposed in return. He never even suspected. But Amy, you must have suspected he was going to ask you that night, right? Did you?
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
That story I read this morning just seems so outdated. Women are allowed to ask men to marry them today. Oh.
That's the weirdest thing I ever heard. Especially because, what do they call it? Bachelor Day?
Yeah, it's called Bachelor Day.
I thought of that sounds like it's a day to celebrate the bachelor life. Which can be fun, like, yeah. You know, it's hamburger helper and...
Oh, yeah, in your underwear.
And a really
over top
small
the sink.
One-bedroom, a really
basement
sad...
Suite. Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
So we started talking about, now don't get angry with me. I'm just going to read you a text. This is a text message that came in, and there are people out there like this, but listen to this one. This is from Megan. My parents got married in the late 70s. My mom asked my dad. My dad said yes. My dad's dad, my grandpa, was furious because, quote, it's not up to some woman to decide when it's time to marry.
Ooh, boy.
He, Megan goes on, he also refused to watch the news if a woman was reporting.
Yikes.
He was, quote, set in his ways, if you know what I mean, Megan. Yes, I know exactly. That right there, set in his ways, or if someone says, well, grandpa is grandpa.
From a different time.
Those are all code for just an absolute a-hole.
Yeah, you're going to hear some things you're not going to like.
Uh-huh.
Like that, for example. Yikes.
You know what else is another code for people who don't take no ass from anybody? That's another code for.
Or no filter.
No filter, yeah. We discussed that the other day. Somebody else said, my dad proposed to my mom by leaving a note and a ring on her pillow one morning when he left for work because he was so nervous. They've been married 28 years now. That's actually kind of sweet. Now, in hindsight, probably.
Oh, I wonder if they kept the note.
I hope the note was one of those hand-drawn ones that was like, will you marry? And then it's got two boxes on it. Check yes or no.
Maybe there's a maybe in there.
Would you put a maybe in there?
Oh, man.
Wow.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Find some of these proposal stories that are coming in kind of funny. Like the one, it was sweet though. Like that one I read a few minutes ago. My dad proposed to my mom by leaving a note and the ring on her pillow one morning when he left for work because he was so nervous. I like that.
It's cute.
It is.
It's cute. There's a lot of pressure on a proposal that it's got to be just perfect. The most romantic moment of your life.
Well, now everybody makes their proposal like public event.
Yeah.
I want no part of that.
And so to have just a simple one that was a note left on a pillow?
It's kind of refreshing. I don't know. Well, listen to this one. My best friend, Brent, asked me to ask his girlfriend to marry him. I'm not even kidding. He was too nervous. Being the wingman that I am, I did it. She burst out laughing and told me to go tell him to do it himself. He did. They've been married for 6 years now. We have not let him live it down, James.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It seems kind of...
You wouldn't get someone to break up with a partner for you.
Oh, no. Oh.
So to do the exact opposite, that's a little weird.
I feel like there probably are adults who get somebody else to do their breaking up, to do their dirty work.
And there's wisps of sadness to it.
Yeah,
this one. I'm glad it worked out in the end.
Have you ever had to do someone else's dirty work? I don't know. I would probably say, sure, Brent, I'll ask your girlfriend if she'll marry you. I wouldn't do that. No. That just seems weird.
Like, how far do you take it? Do you take her out over a romantic cliff that overlooks the ocean and you get down on one knee? Would you do me the honor of marrying my friend?
Yeah, that's weird. What if she said yes, but I'm going to marry you?
Ooh.
Oh, did we just write a movie?
I think we did.
Somebody else said, my dad asked my mom to marry him at an Earl's restaurant back in the day, right after a guy a couple of tables over had a heart attack and had to be taken away in an ambulance.
Talk about a buzzkill.
Hey, look, the plans were made. Both keys had been turned. The proposal sequence had been initiated. What's he just supposed to do? Like some guy has a heart attack? That's not part of the plan.
Man, you would think there'd be an abort button on that.
No, there's no abort button on that one.
That a guy having a having a jammer right in the middle of the restaurant would kill the mood, but I guess not.
That's a good one.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
We were just talking about marriage proposals, doing somebody else's dirty work. You know, have you ever been asked to propose on behalf of somebody else? We've had stories. This one just came in, though, and all it says is, my dad proposed to my mom at Burger Baron. Your dad has style. I hope they cheers their mushroom melts. Somebody else said, my husband proposed on a ski lift, ring out of the case, 30 feet up in the air. How that ring did not end up buried in the snow, given how shaky we both were, is beyond me. I completed the moment by skiing off the lift and gracefully falling face first, full body into fresh snow, and couldn't get up because my skis were stuck. It was a great day. Man, pulling a ring out on a chair. I get nervous when I see someone using their phone on a ski lift. I wonder how many phones are underneath any ski lift at any given moment. Moving on to the topic of doing someone else's dirty work. We got this one a few minutes ago. It says, I've had the honor of doing breakups for a few people. My favorite being my brother's breakup. He was going overseas for work. He needed to break up with this girl he had been seeing since high school. I volunteered because my whole family really disliked her. Greatest moment of my life.
Wow.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Man, oh man, just reading your texts, you've been banged around a bit. You've been knocked down, but you just keep on getting back up. Like this one right here. My ex ordered an engagement ring online and had it delivered to my house. He said it was accidental. We're no longer together. I needed clarification because it wasn't really clear. So I wrote back and I said, do you mean he had the ring sent to the wrong address? And this person replied, yes, he was cheating on me with my best friend. And this one, I showed up for a date once and the girl I was going to meet up with had her friend, who happened to work at the restaurant we were going to, tell me that she was not going to be showing up. Ooh, that's harsh. Man, how is your frame not bent?
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.